USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration announces a new rule on Monday that would tighten the belt on the number of immigrants qualifying for green cards and visa applications. Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, explains the rule would focus on immigrants becoming self-sufficient.
Our rule generally prevents aliens who are likely to become a public charge from coming to the United States or remaining here and getting a green card.
Federal charges are being filed against a friend of a shooter who murdered 9 people in Dayton, Ohio last week.
Ethan Colley, 24, of Kettering, now stands accused by federal criminal complaint of unlawfully possessing a firearm while being a user of controlled substances.
That's U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman, who also says Colley is being charged with lying on federal firearms forms. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr vows to get to the bottom of Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide. Speaking in New Orleans on Monday, Barr cited some serious irregularities at the federal jail facility that held Epstein in New York. Barr also says any co-conspirators should not rest easy, as the victims deserve justice, and they will get it. Demand is reportedly soaring for bulletproof backpacks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The demand seems to be rapidly increasing after the two recent mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. An Austin, Texas-based store that sells bulletproof backpack inserts, ready-to-go survival, has seen more than a 300% increase in sales just in the past week. The company has reportedly received hundreds of phone calls from parents asking which product would offer the most protection. A report by CNN says sales are increasing at a 200-300% rate nationally.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The deadly Legionnaires outbreak at an Atlanta hotel is being called the biggest in Georgia history. Attorney Chris Stewart says the outbreak was extensive.
This is the largest outbreak in Georgia history. This doesn't happen often because hotels have procedures and policies to monitor their water.
One person is dead and 11 other cases confirmed at the Sheraton in Atlanta. Now, the people stayed at the hotel between June and July. A recent study from market research company YouGov finds that 30% of millennials and an increasingly large number of Gen Xers say they feel lonely. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John DeMaster.
This compared to just 16% of Gen Xers and 9% of baby boomers. Experts saying that loneliness among millennials and Gen Z may be driven by personal and societal challenges today, including economic pressures, inability to communicate or discuss different ideas, and the rise of social media, where psychologists believe the curated versions of young generations put online make it difficult to create real connections with others. Most experts say the issue is too complex and solutions must consider at least multiple societal causes. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
A limited amount of baby spinach is being voluntarily recalled by Dole over possible salmonella concerns. The products include 6-ounce bags and 10-ounce clamshells with a use-by date of August 5th. Salmonella was detected in a random test conducted in Michigan. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.